You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Evidence overwhelmingly shows now, and I've got a giant stack confirming it, law enforcement's investigating, that Dominion wiped all the servers illegally after the election and covered up the paper trail. Of course we knew that. And now, by the hand counts, they found that Trump won by a giant landslide, and the same tactics were used in every other state, but they stole the election.
Maricopa County has now responded that they don't have that second password to get into the administrative functions of the machines, that only Dominion has that, which is kind of stunning to us that Maricopa County doesn't have complete access to those election machines. But they told us that they don't have that second password, or that they've given us all the passwords that they have. And they've also told us that they now can't, as they promised a couple weeks ago, provide our subcontractors with the virtual access to the routers and hubs and other things over at the McTech Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center, as was part of the subpoena. So, yeah, the passwords to get into the administrative functions of the machines and virtual access, as they promised they would give to the routers and the hubs.
From what you're telling me, it sounds like Dominion, a private company, actually has more control over the election than the county supervisors. Is that accurate?
That's what it sounds like to me. So, yes.
And so here we are, and they've done the Maricopa County operation. You've seen them go crazy. Biden tried to block it with the Justice Department.
The Biden Department of Justice is trying to block that audit. That is unconstitutional from my perspective. Our states constitutionally are responsible for writing their state's elections law. So the American people deserve to get those answers when it comes to the Arizona audit.
Arizona forensic audit, and state's company will not release passwords to Maricopa voting machines. That's Jim Hoff, owner, founder of Gateway Pundit. We have his brother that's a forensic fraud investigator who's really the expert joining us.
Maricopa County is where Phoenix is located, and it's like 60% of the entire population in the state. And it's traditionally gone Republican. It's gone Republican since Harry Truman. And Joe Biden miraculously somehow won Maricopa County in this year's election. He ends up beating Trump by something like 40,000 or so votes in the county, which ended up allowing him to win the vote in Arizona by 10,000 votes. The first Democrat to win Maricopa since Truman, the first Democrat to win Arizona since maybe one of the Clinton years. Joe Biden had 150% of the total votes that Hillary did in Maricopa County. And of course, nobody believes that, not if they're being honest. Joe Biden was not more popular than Hillary Clinton.
Even members of the media who hate Donald Trump, with their telephones, were able to pick up a crowd of Trump supporters that were louder than the Biden people who could honk their horn.
Even CNN Cook polls show 70% of Republicans think it was stolen, 30% Democrats. Other scientific polls are upwards of 70% of the public in general of both parties. So people aren't buying this. We know it's illegitimate. He couldn't even get 20 people to his rallies. He didn't get 9 million more votes than Obama or all of this. It's pure bull.
I'll give Dominion a little scare this morning. Dominion, we have machines now. I do. I have machines. We have ES&S machines. We got them all. If I was Dominion, if I worked for Dominion right now, I'd be turning myself in. I wouldn't even wait. I wouldn't even let it get too much longer. It's over for them.
Trump put out a statement saying this shows clear fraud. I mean, I was reading even a 2% change in the vote in areas of Arizona would turn this back to Trump. I mean, none of this adds up the way the media tells us it does. The media told us they were going to challenge Trump no matter what. But when we challenged Joe, we're told we're insurrectionists. Stacey Abrams is still challenging her election in Georgia, but she says if we challenge this, we're white supremacists. We're insurrectionists.
I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
One of the best.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Guest today will be Vincent James. He'll be joining me in the third hour. Stay with us for that. So many videos to show you folks. We're going to do the Daily Dispatch in the next segment, I think. And I want to show some videos in this first segment. So many good ones. Where do we want to go here? I want to start with this clip from Sean Hannity. It's the Space Command commanding officer talking about his ordeal that he's gone through. Of course, you know this guy. He's been demoted now for writing a book that explained that Marxism, through the disguise of critical race theory, is infiltrating into our military and making us less safe. Here is this guy on Hannity, clip number six, talking about what he was told and how this all went down. Let's roll it.
Big developing story tonight surrounding Air Force Commander Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his post on Friday after he made explosive revelations about the increasing presence of Marxist and critical race theory ideologies inside the U.S. military. Comments he made on a recent podcast and in reference to his self-published book, Lohmeyer says he did consult with his superiors about how this critical race theory push was causing unnecessary divisions inside our armed forces, and says he also obtained counsel from a public affairs officer and base legal. So why fired? Why did this happen? Here to explain, author of the new book, Irresistible Revolution, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who is now, by the way, speaking in his personal capacity, not his views. They don't necessarily reflect the official policy of the Department of Defense. Okay, tell us exactly what happened.
Sean, I appreciate you having me on the show. And in fact, that statement that you just read that came from Air Force Public Affairs, I included in the front of my book three times, once on the copyright page, once in the front matter, and again in the introduction to the book. What happened is I began noticing some time ago, and not just in the past few months, but over the past several years, an increasing relevance of what I saw was Marxist ideology parading around by other names. The defense secretary in February, I think it was February 5th of this year, called for an extremism down day and issued a guidance memorandum to all service members. And in the guidance memorandum, he basically gave an injunction to every service member to combat extremist ideologies within the force where they saw them, and to take it upon ourselves to protect one another and to speak up and educate one another about extremist ideologies when we discovered them causing divisions within the force. And that's me paraphrasing the guidance memorandum, so I include that in the introduction to the book as well.
Okay, so you had recognized the narratives as being Marxist in nature, your words, not mine, and also you said it teaches intensive teaching that I heard at the base at a time the Constitution ratified the U.S., codified white supremacy as the law of the land. Are they not aware that we fought a civil war, that the 64-65 Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, that Joe Biden's friend, by the way, filibustered, side note, while not perfect, we have made incredible strides, have incredible more to go towards a more perfect union. Is that not recognized at all?
I think it is recognized. And I think, you know, one of the things the Defense Department does very well is make it very clear that we've got zero tolerance for discrimination of any kind based on race, sex, politics, religion,
etc. That's standard.
And so that's the standard, right? And so to that end, I've made that very clear to my own people that in the light of a hyper-politicized environment that I've seen since taking command, and I'm no longer in command, I will not tolerate any discrimination of any kind based on politics, for example. And so let me give you one example of what I saw in the past 10 months when I was in command of a unit. There were videos being sent out to every base service member that we were asked to watch in preparation for our extremism down days and discussions on race, in which we were taught that the country was evil, that it was founded in 1619 and not 1776, and that whites are inherently evil. And so I speak up against those things in my book.
I think in the military that you talk about a brotherhood and a bond that really is kind of unimaginable in real life because you all have each other's back on the battlefield. Thank you for updating us. Appreciate it.
Really incredible, isn't it? Lohmeyer, Matthew Lohmeyer is that man's name. And he should really run for office. I think that guy should run for office. I think that guy would make a very, very talented politician. I think it'd make him, he seems like, you know, from the little that I've seen, a very formidable commander. Unfortunately, he's been removed from that post. Can't help but think that our military, in some small way, has been made weaker by him not commanding anymore because of these political machinations. Did he seem like an extremist to you? Did he seem like a racist? No, but that's not the threshold anymore that you have to cross. Simply being against their bigotry, against their bias, against their institutional racism, that's enough to make you an extremist and get you removed from your position. Perhaps that's why we should be worried about stories like this from The Intercept. Pentagon plans to monitor social media of military personnel for extremist content as part of the Biden administration's crackdown on domestic extremism. The Pentagon plans to launch a pilot program for screening social media content for extremist material, according to internal Defense Department documents reviewed by The Intercept, as well as a source with direct knowledge of the program. The Extremist Steering Committee, led by Bishop Garrison, a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, is currently designing the social media screening pilot program, which will continuously monitor military personnel for concerning behaviors, like questioning them, like daring to point out the Marxist source of these critical race theory ideas. Very concerning behaviors. Although in the past the military has balked at surveilling service members for extremist political views due to First Amendment protections, the pilot program will rely on private surveillance firm in order to circumvent First Amendment restrictions on government monitoring. Yeah, see, it's not the government monitoring, it's the government using big tech to monitor. And that's different somehow. Really incredible. And then, of course, big league politics has a story. As conservatives are aggressively purged from the military, transgenders join in overwhelming numbers. A study from the National LGBTQ Task Force has shown that transgenders are two times as likely to join the armed forces as their counterparts who do not suffer from gender dysphoria. One reason might be the free genital mutilation surgeries offered by the woke military. Just fantastic. Just great. You know, just it's all fantastic. Where is this leading? Well, perhaps this video can give us some insight. Clip number 11. Let's roll it.
So right now we're about to go give a COVID vaccine to someone inside a 7-Eleven. This is what community service looks like, and getting the community vaccinated.
Here we go. Soldiers from the Army in uniform walking around to convenience stores to inject people. Isn't this great? They're taking time off of their very important missions of bringing homosexuality to Botswana to work for Johnson & Johnson. Talk about how great they are. Sir, yes, sir. To serve the pharmaceutical company, sir.
Yeah, that's it. And you have to like call for the second appointment, like usually with Pfizer and all that stuff. So just hope.
Yep. Hey, bro, how do you feel that you got this shot right here at work by U.S. soldiers?
My man, y'all take care of me, man. Y'all about to.
Yeah, man. Can't wait for my skin to peel off. Can't wait for the blood clots. It's great. It's just fantastic. Aren't we just so happy that our military is focused on the right things? Purging conservatives, demoting well-spoken political thinkers within their ranks, and then being deployed on American streets to work for Johnson & Johnson. This guy's not even American. He's literally just like... some immigrant guy that they're injecting. They're just like, this is the important thing. You know, transgenders, injections, homosexuality in Botswana, these are the important things that America's formidable military is focused on. Oh, and killing Gazan children. These are the important things.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on, but what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe? Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Unless you thought I was joking, you've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal, Infowars.com, and band.video. Let's begin today's program, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 18th of May, 2021. A breaking huge story from Gateway pundit: Windham audit team will look at New Hampshire U.S. Senate race this week after finding local GOP candidates consistently shorted votes. Audit results in Windham, New Hampshire show voting machines consistently undercounting Republican vote tallies, which is very interesting. The results coming from Windham, New Hampshire elections audit have been examined, and Dr. Strange is the guy's name, and he's been stunned with the results. Dr. Strange believes the state has a huge problem on its hands. The totals from the Windham machines cannot be replicated. Only the hand recounts are reliable, and the machines are shorting Republicans in Windham at a consistent rate, while Democrat results are barely impacted by the machines. So we'll see more from this as the audit continues. Question is, what happens if and when we discover that the election truly was stolen, when it's proven out, when the audit is concluded, and it's found that actually Donald Trump was the winner of very important states, not Joe Biden? What will be the solution then? Worth considering. I'm not entirely sure what the answer is. Truly incredible. Here's an exclusive. Inside the military's secret underground army, the largest undercover force in the world that the world has ever known, is the one created by the Pentagon over the past decade. Some 60,000 people now belong to the secret army, many working under masked identities and in low profile, all part of a broad program called Signature Reduction. The force, more than 10 times the size of the clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic and foreign assignments, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover in real life and online, sometimes hiding in private businesses and consultancies, some of them household name companies. The unprecedented shift has placed an ever greater number of soldiers, civilians, and contractors working under false identities, partly as a natural result of the growth of secret special forces, but also as an intentional response to the challenges of traveling and operating in an increasingly transparent world. The explosion of Pentagon cyber warfare, moreover, has led to thousands of spies who carry out their day-to-day work in various made-up personas, the very type of nefarious operations the United States decries when Russia and Chinese spies do the same. Newsweek's exclusive report on the secret world is the result of a two-year investigation involving the examination of over 600 resumes and 1,000 job postings, dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests, and scores of interviews with participants and defense decision makers. What emerges is a window into not just a little-known sector of the American military, but also a completely unregulated practice. No one knows the program's total size, and the explosion of signature reduction has been examined for its impact on military policies and culture. Congress has never held a hearing on the subject, and yet the military developing this gigantic clandestine force challenges U.S. laws, the Geneva Convention, and the Code of Military Conduct and Basic Accountability. We'll get more into this later in the program, but this is the secret police now being established here in the United States, not under the control of the American people, but under the breakaway sovereign United States military apparatus. The Supreme Court is going to review a Mississippi law limiting abortion rights. The Supreme Court said it would consider the legality of a Mississippi abortion law that sought to ban the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy, a case that gives the justices an opportunity to revisit precedents protecting abortion rights. The court's one-sentence order on Monday, coming after 8 months of deliberation, crystallized hopes and fears of partisans who have battled for decades over the abortion issue at the in the direction of the high court. Republicans have long sought to build a Supreme Court with enough conservative justice to narrow, if not abandon, the precedents dating back to the landmark 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade, which established that a woman's constitutional right to choose abortion before fetal viability. Democrats have made the preservation of abortion rights a central plank of their opposition to dozens of Republican nominees to the federal judiciary, warning that Roe and its progeny were under threat. So we'll see where they come to on that conclusion. COVID-19 vaccine trials are underway for kids 5 and younger. Stanford University nurse carefully gives a shot to a little 5-year-old girl named Eloise. Eloise is one of 144 children in the country who are part of the Phase 1 clinical trials to test the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines in the most adorable of study cohorts, those 5 and younger. Almost non-existent risk from COVID-19. They hardly ever get it. They almost never die from it. Yeah, something like 99.997% survival rate. Go ahead and inject them with the unapproved FDA, as of yet untested vaccine, just in case. Truly incredible. Some stories about Michigan here and their tyrant Governor Whitmer. Michigan governor used unauthorized company for Florida charter flight. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing renewed scrutiny after reports that she used a private plane shared by high-powered, politically connected Detroit-area business families to visit her elderly father in Florida in March. The private company whose plane ferried Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer to Florida in defiance of her own travel warnings was not authorized to carry out charter flights. It was revealed Monday. Now, you don't understand, folks. Those laws are for you, not for them. Those dictates, those demands are for you to follow, not for them. They get to do whatever the hell they please. Another story from Michigan here. Michigan Governor Whitmer looking to shut down Enbridge pipeline during national gas shortage. Truly incredible. She botched timing in her attempt to shut down another oil pipeline as America is experiencing a major gas shortage. The Democrat explained in a Washington Post op-ed on Friday that the Line 5 pipeline owned and operated by Enbridge Incorporated has pumped crude oil through the cross-section of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, the Straits of Mackinac, for 70 years. Mitch Whitmer described the two 4.5-mile sections as a ticking time bomb. Oil and water don't mix, she says, especially when the latter involves the Great Lakes, the repository of more than 20% of the world's fresh water. I'm taking every action I can to shut them down, to protect two Great Lakes and the jobs that depend on them. Have you tried hacking Governor Whitmer? That seems to work well in shutting down pipelines. Get your hacking friends to hold the company for ransom. That should work rather well. Texas Governor Greg Abbott boasts zero COVID deaths after early reopening. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, whose controversial early coronavirus reopening plan was slammed by President Biden as Neanderthal thinking, boasted that the state had zero daily COVID-19 deaths on Sunday. That's right, zero COVID-related deaths, the only time that's happened since the data began to be tracked in March 2020. He added that the state also had the lowest 7-day COVID positivity rate ever and the fewest COVID cases in over 13 months. We'll accept apologies for all of the naysayers who claimed that that would not be the case, but perhaps this has to do with why those numbers are down. The CDC has changed the rules for counting post-vaccine COVID infections and has lowered the testing threshold for PCR tests. For those who are documented as having already received the vaccines, only hospitalization or death will trigger a case record. Quote, this shift will help maximize the quality of data collected on cases of the greatest clinical and public health importance, the website says. The CDC guidelines change for the testing threshold on COVID PCR tests only apply to those who are fully vaccinated. Thus, both changes will result in fewer breakthrough cases reported in the U.S.
When listeners call the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, It will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar. I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Franken shot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Franken shots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we have so much to get to today. Of course, the Israeli-Gaza conundrum still continues. We'll be talking about Apple and China, with New York Times coming out with a shockingly revealing article on that. Of course, we'll continue to talk about this exclusive story from Newsweek about the military secret undercover army. We even have some news about Matt Gaetz that we'll get to. And then, of course, the election audits. A lot going on around the world right now, folks. And if you want to stay up to date on it, you got to go to InfoWars Store, or you got to go to InfoWars.com. If you want to support the people telling you about this stuff, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support everything that we do here and get some fantastic products in addition. So InfoWarsStore.com, go there now, take advantage of our incredible sales, and support
these programs, try our new fizzy magnesium formula. I haven't actually tried it yet, but I hear it's very good. A lot of people text me or DMing me on Twitter saying that they're trying it and think it tastes delicious. They combine it with the vitamin mineral fusion for an extra powerful pack. Again, I just think it sounds like something that you order from a bar on the moon base, perhaps on the moons of Jupiter. Get a nice fizzy magnesium drink on Europa. Why not? There you go, folks. The new fizzy magnesium drink. That's one of our newest products. And if you buy two of them, you get the second one actually an even more reduced price. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take advantage of that sale. Buy that new product. Try it out. Let us know what you think. Give it a rating on that site. And you support this vital outpost of liberty in a world conquered by tyranny and subjugation. We're going to stick to this little pandemic thing going on for this segment. I got a couple of videos to show you. But first, the story from CNBC. WHO says the pandemic is far from over, despite high vaccination rates in some countries. The global pandemic isn't over yet, according to the World Health Organization. Quote, there's a huge disconnect growing in some countries with the highest vaccination rates. There appear to be a mindset that the pandemic is over, while others are experiencing huge waves of infection. Ah, yes, those highly vaccinated countries experiencing huge waves of infections. But get your vaccine or else you'll be eliminated from public life. The pandemic is a long way far from over, he warned. It will not be over anywhere until it's over everywhere. That's right. The lockdown orders will not end in America until they get their act together in India, I guess, is what he is trying to let us know. But yes, folks, it will be here forever. That's their plan. That's the idea. That's the scheme that they're running with. I want to play a couple clips for you here. First is Dr. Peter McCullough talking to Tucker Carlson on Tucker Carlson's morning show, talking about the fact that something is up with the way the world is treating COVID-19. I'll tell you, I'm not recommending pregnant women get the vaccine, nor would I. Any women, for that matter, or men, or children, or anybody in between. It's just not worth it. Truly incredible. Let's hear from Dr. Peter McCullough here on Tucker Carlson. Clip number two. Let's roll it.
It's worldwide. Something is up. Listen to this. Queensland, Australia, you've probably been there. April, they put on the books as a law. As a law. If a doctor attempts to help a patient with COVID-19 with hydroxychloroquine, that doctor will be put in jail for 6 months.
What?
Yes. In April, they put it on the books. Okay.
Why?
Something is up. If you look at the TGA, let's not fry the U.S. agencies. Let's look at the TGA, the FDA equivalent in Australia. And Australia is interesting. They've been kind of spared of COVID-19. They've been in these draconian lockdowns. They have this huge susceptible population. They're all distributed. They've been in fear for 14 months. The TGA has some guidelines for COVID-19. It must have 24 recommendations. Don't use hydroxychloroquine. Don't use ivermectin. Don't use steroids. Don't use anticoagulants. They list everything you should not do. It's like, what shouldn't you do? Net answer? Nothing.
Wait, okay. So COVID-19 became known to the West in January of 2020. So that was 1 year and 4 months ago. Okay. So how could, with such a short period of time, the health regulators of Australia know to the point where they codified it in a regulation that hydroxychloroquine is not an effective therapy against COVID-19? Like, how could that be known? It couldn't be known, correct?
It couldn't be known, and in fact, there are pieces of the timeline that are suggesting that something is very wrong going on in the world, and whatever's going on, it is worldwide. It is not just U.S. Things are worse in Canada. There are anguishing doctors and nurses in northern EU and in Scandinavia about euthanasia and having the seniors literally just be euthanized. There's some horrible things going on.
Okay, you're completely blowing my mind. I didn't expect this interview at all. I saw your testimony. I thought you asked a really interesting question. I wanted to hear more about it. I did not expect This is really shocking. And by the way, for viewers who are wondering, who is this guy? Is he just some random guy who's claiming to be a doctor? Look him up. Peter McCullough. And I think you'll be
pleasantly surprised, I think he was going to say there. But there he is, Dr. Peter McCullough, talking about the truly bizarre way that this entire pandemic has been handled, specifically the hydroxychloroquine, which was shown to be perhaps an effective response to coronavirus and yet was banned and made illegal, and people were actually threatened with jail time for prescribing it, which is interesting because it's approved by the FDA to treat things like malaria. At the same time, I saw this interesting article from actually December of last year, December 2020. Countries who take hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine have the lowest cases of COVID-19. So in other words, you have countries where malaria is highly prevalent, and yet they basically take hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine constantly in these countries because it's an effective treatment for malaria, and yet these countries have had the lowest rates of COVID-19, perhaps as a consequence of the fact that they use hydroxychloroquine regularly. They say, here's the CDC's own page that states that for malaria, use chloroquine. The death toll out of 69 million people in Thailand was 60. Chloroquine does not work, and it will die. It will, and you will die, is the media's response. Really amazing. Just another one of these things where it's a disease, it's a medicine that's been taken by everybody from pregnant women to children, everybody in between, perfectly safe for decades until it becomes a cure for coronavirus, and suddenly it's poisonous, and suddenly you'll be put in jail if you attempt to administer it. When we get back, I'm going to show you an even more insane video that talks about the involuntary euthanasia that Dr. Peter McCullough was hinting at the end of that segment. You remember that the UK came out and said that they were not going to treat like mentally ill people anymore for COVID-19, and the treatment procedure for people who are elderly or are at risk of dying from COVID-19, truly ghastly, but really incredible. You're going to want to stay tuned for this next video because it is absolutely mind-blowing the way that, I mean, according to this guy, they're literally just euthanizing people against their will, just completely euthanizing them. And other people are posting the official treatment lists that shows things like the opioid medicines that are used to put people in comas is what is being administered to people with COVID-19 in England. Absolutely mind-blowing. And then we'll have, in addition to that, a Texas State Senate statement on the vaccine legality and the VAERS reporting system. We'll take your calls in this program as well. In fact, we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal at 1-877-789-2539. When we get back, we'll show you a video about involuntary euthanasia taking place in Europe as a consequence of COVID-19 and what is being said about this in the Texas Senate. Stay tuned, folks. You'll want to see this.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning! 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 The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas and South Dakota and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We've been warned about this for a while, but here is a statement made by a UK politician about involuntary euthanasia taking place in that country. Really incredible things being talked about here. Let's just go to the video and we'll discuss it afterwards. Clip number 7, involuntary euthanasia.
During this year's COVID-19 pandemic, hospitals in Italy were so overwhelmed they had to turn people away. Hospitals in this country had fewer intensive care beds than Italy. Fewer ventilators and fewer doctors. And yet NHS hospitals didn't turn people away. Something of even greater concern has been taking place in NHS hospitals. These are the guidelines to an NHS care pathway that was devised in the late 1990s. Here it's entitled the Liverpool Care Pathway. It's also often referred to as the pathway to death. It's encouraged doctors to end patients' lives prematurely without their consent and without their knowledge. Patients are usually sedated with morphine and midazolam via the use of a syringe driver, and are deprived of nutrition and fluids until they eventually die from starvation or dehydration. Involuntary euthanasia en masse. After it was reported that hospitals were being set targets of patients to put on end-of-life care and were receiving financial payouts for meeting those targets, and after an outcry from the families of victims, the Liverpool care pathway was supposed to have been phased out in 2014, but the practice continued. And this year, involuntary euthanasia has been reintroduced as part of NHS England's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. This document is NHS England's directive to doctors from this year. It includes a dialogue which doctors are advised to give to patients and to families of patients to manipulate them into consenting to end-of-life care when it is against their wishes. And it informs doctors of new laws allowing them to end patients' lives even when it is against their wishes, and stipulating that any COVID-19 related death will not have an inquest. Every time COVID-19 is written on a death certificate, that death does not get investigated. What's more, this year, victims' families were often not permitted to visit hospitals during the final days of life. And so most of them still don't know that this is what happened. Let us make no mistake about it. This is now the most terrible tragedy in British history, and it's still going on every day in NHS hospitals. All three major political parties know about this, and all three have been complicit.
So just think about that. End-of-life care is subsidized. They get more money. They have incentive to put people on this end-of-life care, a.k.a. euthanasia. Then if they put COVID-19 on the death certificate, it's not going to be investigated. And as he points out, you're not going to be able to go and visit those who are on this care until after they're already dead, so you can't actually know what their wishes were. This is all official on the books, and you can actually see for yourself in this document the suggested course of action for doctors is to put people into comas using morphine and this other drug, whose purpose is to put people into comas. And once they're in the coma, they simply waste away. You don't give them the food, you don't give them the liquids. And this continued until people spoke up and said, they killed our grandparents. And then they had to reverse it until, of course, they got COVID-19. Suddenly, all the former limitations were out the window, and they reignited this action. So euthanasia being carried out for people that would have otherwise perhaps been able to survive their sickness. And people are aware of this, and they know. They're not saying anything about it. They're not doing anything about it. What about the vaccine deaths? What's being done about that? Well, we have this video, clip number 15, from the Texas State Senate statement on the vaccine legality and the VAERS reporting system, again showing some truly shocking numbers as a result of this vaccine rollout. Let's hear what was said at the Texas State Senate.
It is not right to treat unvaccinated individuals as if they are sick individuals or as if the choice they have made is morally wrong. No one in our society should be hindered from participating in business, schools, or our government just because they have made a very personal decision for themselves or for their children not to receive a particular vaccine or vaccines. The mere fact that a person has not received a specific vaccine does not make them a threat to others' health and safety. In contracts, vaccines they have elected not to have may very well be a threat to their own health and safety. It is no secret that the COVID-19 vaccines are not FDA approved. The governor himself recently said, and I quote, "Here is a reality everybody needs to understand. These vaccines have not been formally approved by the FDA. They have not been approved for, they have been approved for emergency use operation, and that means no one can be required to take the vaccine." A little bit of history. In 2019, there were reported to the VARS 203 vaccine deaths. In 2018, 119, and 27, 85. Since December of 2020 through April 23rd of 2021, 4 months, there have been reported 3,362 deaths for COVID vaccine. That's roughly 30 people a day dying from this vaccine, or one of them. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, is estimated by most people that follow it as being less than 1% of what actually happens. Compare the COVID vaccine to the mandated vaccine for bacterial meningitis. One person died between the time of 2007 and 2015 for that vaccine. Folks, this is not about vaccines in general. In the 4 months of 2021, we've had more COVID-19 experimental vaccine deaths than all the vaccine deaths for the 15-year period between 1997
and obviously, let's see, what's 97? It's 15. 112 to 2012. So there you go. The 15-year period between 97 and 2012, more deaths in the first 4 months of this year than in those 15 years combined. And again, just to reiterate the numbers that he said there, in 2017, you had 85 deaths reported as adverse reactions to vaccines. In 2018, you had 119 deaths reported. In 2019, you had 203 deaths reported. Those numbers increasing in and of themselves. But then in the first 4 months of this year, just 4 months, you have 3,362 deaths in these 4 months, as he says, 30 a day dying from the vaccine. He points out this is probably just a small percentage of the real number because they're not being reported, because people get the vaccine, they have a side effect, they die, and then they say, "Man, we don't know what caused it. We're not sure it was the vaccine, so we're going to go ahead and not report it to the Adverse Reaction Committee, the system there. So the vaccine might kill you. The lab-created gain-of-function virus created by the NIH and Wuhan lab might kill you. But if all else fails and you go to the UK, they'll just put you on euthanasia. They'll kill you. One source of all this death, and
all of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
The carving up of police budgets is translating to slashings across the nation.
Police say a 44-year-old man was slashed in the face on board a 4 train exiting at Union Square Station. But the suspect stayed on the train approaching Astor Place Station, slashing one man, punching another. 5 minutes later, near Brooklyn Bridge Station, slashing a fourth man in the head. We had a man who was slashed in the mouth on the northbound 6th platform in East Harlem. He apparently got into a dispute with three other men who were all arrested. And yesterday, a tourist was stabbed with a screwdriver.
Police believe that this man attacked four people in a 24-hour rampage, leaving a trail of blood on the A train. And investigators believe he attacked his victims with this knife. Two people are dead.
Police and public reported data details that from January through March of 2021, the homicide rate rose by 28% from the same period last year in 20 major cities across the country. Homicides had already previously risen by 30% in 2020.
We were tear-gassed marching for justice in our own communities. The white supremacist mob, was able to break in with weapons and with zip ties and put their feet up on the desk in the speaker's office after violently storming the Capitol grounds. The contrast is stark.
Would have been Sequoria Turner's 9th birthday. Sequoria was shot outside a package store on Pryor Road on the 4th of July. That was near protests on the site of the police killing of Rayshard Brooks. Sequoria's family is suing the city, arguing it failed to keep people safe.
The vast majority of BLM protests, they were peaceful. 93%, according to an ACLED report last year. Are you not worried that your report or your videos could lead viewers to believe that they were more violent than they actually were and actually undermine the movement itself?
Yeah, well, how much money did in damages did they cause last year? What's that figure? What's that number? Do you have that on hand?
Actually, I don't.
Yeah, it's over $2 billion, okay? So they claim that it's this minority in the country that is really doing a little bit of damage. They're really just slandering and swiping the entire movement, when in reality they're causing over $2 billion in insurance damage in the United States of America. That is widespread. And not only are that just, white-owned businesses that they claim to be fighting against, those are minority-owned businesses. Those are also black-owned businesses, because this movement, Black Lives Matter, is a self-proclaimed Marxist organization that is hiding behind the color of their skin, and they want to dismantle the United States of America. That's all you hear at these protests. Even when they're not committing mass violence, that is literally what they're preaching.
While Minneapolis, inundated with BLM and Antifa occupation, saw homicides jump 46% after the city council cut the police department's budget by more than $9 million. Cities that followed the Marxist demand to dramatically defund police department budgets saw homicides rise as high as 68%, and they already regret it.
In the city, we had 261 homicides. That is 25% increase from last year at this point.
A year later, Mayor Garcetti and the bumbling Los Angeles County officials unanimously voted to increase police funding by $36 million, which isn't a lot in Los Angeles. After Portland, Oregon cut $16 million from their police budget, the homicide rate skyrocketed nearly 2,000% in 2021.
In the immediate weeks following the governor shutting down schools and the mayor declaring a state of emergency, we actually saw a dip in calls for service. That's not the case anymore. We've seen an increase in shots fired and disturbance calls, but perhaps nothing more dramatic than the increase in commercial burglaries.
Portland's defunding its police department may have backfired. In Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler is now asking for $2 million in emergency funding to deal with a surge in gun violence.
While in the perpetually ignored gun-free war zones of Chicago, Illinois, 956 people...
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, Infowars.com. Second hour has begun. We'll go out to your phone calls very shortly. We have all sorts of people from all over the place calling us today, so we'll be sure to get to those ASAP. First and foremost, though, I'd like to introduce you to the latest product in the InfoWars family of supplements. It is the Fizzy Magnesium Drink. Now, I've not tried this yet, so we're gonna do a little taste test on air here. We do one scoop, a nice little handy scoop comes in the package there. Dump it into the water. It's fizzing already. I think this may be more water. It's supposed to be one scoop per 8 ounces. Is this an 8 ounce glass? Seems like it'd be more than that. But that's all right. Ooh, look at that. Nice orange fizzy color. I'm telling you, folks, it looks like something you'd order at a space station. Looks great. Let's give that a try, shall we? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. It tastes like the fizzy water drinks, you know, the ones like Europeans drink, with the carbonated water with a little bit of fruit flavor there. It's really good, actually. Really tasty. Nice orange taste, kind of like orange soda. That's what it tastes like. Tastes like orange soda. Dang, that's really good. Fizzy magnesium drink mix right now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me read you the ingredients on this. It's not a long list. The ingredients are organic cane sugar, citric acid, magnesium carbonate, magnesium oxide, malic acid, natural orange flavor, monk fruit extract, stevia leaf extract, and beetroot concentrate. That's it. I can pronounce all of the ingredients in this fizzy magnesium drink. That's a rarity in today's world. It's because we only get the best at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get it right now for $19.95 for one of these handy little packages. And of course, if you buy two of them, the second one is only $14.95. So stock up now on the new fizzy magnesium drink mix at InfoWarsStore.com. It really is tasty. This actually is delicious. I'll be adding this to my I drink too much soda as it is. I'm gonna replace soda with this for the time being because very low sugar, very low anything negative, just the positive. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. While I sip this delicious drink, let's go to who has been on the longest. Let's go to Matt in New York, who wants to talk about testing mRNA vaccines for chickens. Okay, that's interesting. Thanks for calling in. Matt, you are on the air.
Harrison, what's up, my brother?
Just enjoying this fizzy magnesium drink, my friend.
Harrison, oh, okay. Listen, yeah, I did some research, and they know what this mRNA vaccine does. They did it in chickens, and what would happen was, normally when chickens got these different viruses, like a SARS virus or a herpes-type virus, only the infected chickens would die, like two or three. So when they introduced the mRNA vaccine to them, they would go in there and they would stay alive long enough to kill all the chickens. So that's their agenda.
Whoa.
Everyone's got to wake up. And this is why they're so adamant about opening up the schools for these kids, because this is going to transfer to all the kids, and then they're going to ship the kids off to FEMA camps. So I would implore everyone to do their due diligence, do some research, and look that up. All right, we need to put this stuff on pamphlets and spread it out to the community. Everyone needs to know what's going on.
Yeah, this is interesting. The crews pulled up one of the studies that you might be talking about, investigation of mRNA expression changes associated with, I can't read the rest of that, but yeah, it's a test in chickens. So do you think it was the mRNA that actually killed the chickens, or it was the fact that the mRNA allowed the virus that they were trying to vaccinate against to spread through the chickens, you know?
It's a bioweapon. So normally, you know, in life, guess what? People get sick and die, right? People get horrible diseases. But what's the brilliance about how God made us is that when you die with the virus, it dies with you. And you create, like, you're like a vaccine almost. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now, by turning these things into zombies where they should be dead from this disease that they got because they had a compromised immune system, now they stay alive just like a zombie, and they spread it to everyone, and everyone dies. This is a bioweapon. Everyone needs to wake up. Stop being scared of the government, which needs to control. We need to wake up, rise up, change all these ancient incantations. The word government should be called servant of the people. I'm tired of this garbage. We all have to wake up. Print out this literature, pass it out to everyone, because we're in big trouble. And their plan, I'm telling you right now, they're going to give this to kids. They're going to shut down the schools. They're going to ship these kids off to FEMA camps, because we're going to see a real pandemic. We're going to see a nightmare pandemic with this garbage.
Yeah, and of course, the whole issue with the mRNA vaccine is that RNA viruses like coronavirus transform so quickly that, I mean, they're even admitting now you're going to have to get a booster shot 6 months from now. So when you take this poison pill, when you take the vaccine, it's not a one-and-done sort of thing. They will have you come back in every 6 months, then it might be every 3 months, and maybe once a month you got to come in and get your genes reconfigured by the, you know, geniuses at the top. Now, it's a very good point, Matt. Thank you so much for the call. We'll look in more into that, the chicken testing. That's very worrying. Very worrying stuff, Matt. Thank you so much. Let's go now to Rabbit Deep in the Heart of the Resistance. Thanks for calling in, Rabbit. You have an idea about voting with you have an idea for the InfoWars store. Okay. What's your idea for the InfoWars store there, Rabbit?
Well, it's actually not my idea. My wife came up with it, and she would have originally voted for David Knight. I know he's not there anymore, but we would like to use our Patriot points to vote on the InfoWars store to amplify the content that we find most powerful. We are in an InfoWar. You guys are my info weapon. I would like to sharpen that weapon. I use you guys every day in arguments. The content you produce is so valuable. I find it, irreplaceable. You guys are the best.
Interesting. So you want to take the Patriot point idea, and basically the more Patriot points that you have, the more votes you would have in determining what stuff we cover at InfoWars?
Correct. Like some of the reports by Greg Reese, you know, John Bowne, Owen Schroyer stepping up in that rally where he confronted all those people. That was some of the most courage I have ever seen. I'd have to throw him some points. And that way some of the funding goes to what true info warriors, the guys who are actually supporting you. I don't even eat breakfast anymore. I have supplements. and I've had the most energy, the best health in my entire life. And so I'm going to return to the store regardless. So I'd like to use my points just to amplify and give us more of a voice.
It's not a bad idea. I would just say that, you know, then you're disincentivizing people to spend their Patriot points, though. You know, you got to spend your Patriot points and get more products, get more supplements. People are going to hoard their Patriot points in order to vote on them. But it's not a bad idea, and we can do that. And, of course, you know, calling in like this and telling us what you like or leaving comments on the videos or comments on the InfoWars articles are a great way to let us know what you guys want. Because at the end of the day, you know, the beauty and the power of the InfoWars store is that if we don't deliver what the audience wants, you guys will stop supporting us. And that's all the incentive that we need to try to serve our customers, as it were, serve our audience, and instead of serving the, you know, corporate overlords. So that's the priority held by most news organizations. We go directly to you. So if you aren't happy with what we're doing, you can show us by not buying stuff. But if you are happy with what you're doing, if you are happy that there are people actually standing up for liberty and freedom and personal choices and not being subjugated slaves at the whim of illegitimate medical authority, then you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and show us that you appreciate it by purchasing some of the products and bettering your life, like Rabbit deep in the heart of the resistance has said that that he does. It's a good suggestion, Rabbit. Maybe we'll implement something like that. All I know is that the more Patriot points you have, the more you can save and the more supplements you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the real value of it right now. And, of course, we're always open to suggestions. And whether you're calling in here or leaving comments on InfoWars.com or band.video or sending us DM Twitters or tagging us on Twitter or other social media, we like hearing from you. We like giving you what you want. And typically what you want is the truth. Unvarnished, unbiased, except for the single bias of liberty.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well.
Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe? Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, that's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Calls and more videos later in the program. Vince James will be joining me in the third hour, but first I want to cover this story from the New York Times, of all places. Apple's compromises in China, five takeaways. They say for over two decades, Apple built the world's most valuable company on top of China. It now assembles nearly all of its products in the country and generates a fifth of its sales there. In turn, the Chinese government has pressured Apple executives to make compromises that flout the values they espouse. What? Hypocrites? Liberal hypocrites? Doing the bidding of communists? I'm shocked, I tell you. Truly incredible. Let's go over these five takeaways. Apple stores customers' data on government Chinese servers. Chinese government servers, rather. In response to a 2017 Chinese law, Apple agreed to move its Chinese customers' data to China and onto computers owned and run by a Chinese state-owned company. Chinese government workers physically control and operate the data center. Apple agreed to store digital keys that unlock the Chinese customers' information in those data centers, and Apple abandoned encryption technology it uses in other data centers after China wouldn't allow it. Apple now also shares customer data with the Chinese government. U.S. law has long prohibited Apple from turning data over to Chinese authorities, but in moving data to China, Apple created a legal arrangement with the Chinese government that gets around U.S. laws. Before the arrangement, Apple said it had never provided the contents of a customer's iCloud account to Chinese authorities, but since the arrangement, Apple has provided the contents of an undisclosed number of accounts in nine separate cases. It said Apple proactively removes apps to placate Chinese officials. Apple has created an internal bureaucracy that rejects or removes apps that the company believes could run afoul of Chinese rules. Apple trains its app reviewers and uses special software to inspect apps for any mentions of topics Apple has deemed off-limits in China, including Tiananmen Square, the Chinese spiritual movement Falun Gong, the Dalai Lama, and independence for Tibet and Taiwan. Apple said it removes apps in China to comply with their local laws. So why wouldn't they do it here? Oh, they already have, obviously. They've removed the InfoWars app because it ran afoul of the government here in America. Apple banned apps from the Chinese party from a Chinese Communist Party critic. In 2018, China's internet regulators ordered Apple to reject an app from Gao Wenju, a Chinese billionaire who'd broadcast claims of corruption inside the Communist Party. Top Apple executives then decided to add Mr. Gao to Apple's China sensitivities list, which meant software would scan apps for mentions of him, and app reviewers would be trained to reject his apps according to court documents. Oh, Mr. Gao and Alex Jones, apparently, two dissidents that Apple is eager to remove from their platform to serve the communist dictators. Remember when Tim Cook of Apple gave the speech where he said it was a sin to allow things like InfoWars
on their platform. A sin. He's using religious terms because this is a religion to these sick people. Tens of thousands of iPhone apps have disappeared in China. Since 2017, roughly 55,000 active apps have disappeared from Apple's App Store in China, with most remaining available in other countries, according to a Times analysis. More than 35,000 of these apps were games, which in China must get approval from regulators. The remaining 20,000 cut across a wide range of categories, including foreign news outlets, gay dating services, and encrypted messaging apps. Apple also blocked tools for organizing pro-democracy protests and skirting internet restrictions, as well as apps about the Dalai Lama. Apple disputed the Times figure, saying that some developers removed their own apps from China. Truly incredible, isn't it? At the same time that Apple is decrying the voter restriction laws in Georgia, they're serving the bidding of a government that is completely unelected, completely appointed by Chinese communist masters. Same time that Apple is telling you it's a sin to allow Alex Jones on their platform. They also apparently agree with China that it's a sin to allow dissidents of any stripe on their platform. It's the great merger. It's the merger of big tech and governments from around the world. They are now the enforcers, the servants, the foot soldiers of the communist Chinese control system, willingly, happily, at the same time that they are claiming all sorts of horrible racism here in the United States. They are actively benefiting from a slave class of Uyghurs in China. In fact, they're not just benefiting from it. They're actively lobbying the American government to ensure that this can continue. There it is. There's the story. Apple CEO Tim Cook. It's a sin to not ban bad people from tech platforms. Oh, yes. Those bad people, like those people standing up against communist corruption. Those bad people, like the students who were slaughtered in Tiananmen Square. Those bad people like, I don't know, the Dalai Lama. These are the people that Tim Cook agrees it's a sin to keep these people on his platform. It's certainly not a sin, according to him, to serve the Chinese communist dictator for life, Xi Jinping, as he eliminates anybody who questions him from the ability to speak online. Just know, people, Apple, Microsoft, all of these big tech companies, Google especially, are more than willing to serve totalitarian, authoritarian, communist governments, and they're perfectly willing to completely ignore the dictates of the American government. They'll override those dictates. They'll run roughshod over American rights while eager to serve their communist masters. Truly incredible and really worth consideration that these are American tech companies based on American soil, getting American tax breaks, and they're in league and in service of the Chinese communist government. They could easily stand up to this, but it's about making money. It's about using that slave labor. They could pay a few pennies more to have people in America assemble their products, but no, they'll pocket those pennies and outsource the slaves and then spend a little bit of that money that they save on lobbying to make sure that it's legal. These people are sick. The sin is that people like Tim Cook are allowed to walk around freely and sell out our country to the communist Chinese, our businesses. Apple wouldn't have gotten off the ground in China. It would have been smothered in its crib like a child. No, it was able to achieve great things because of American ingenuity, American tax breaks, the American people supporting these companies. And then once they get to the prominence at which they now sit, they're happy to turn on the American people and sell us out to their Chinese communist benefactors. Really incredible. Independent security experts and Apple engineers said Apple's concessions would make it nearly impossible for the company to stop Chinese authorities from gaining access to emails, photos, contacts, calendars, and location data of Apple's Chinese customers. Apple said it retained controls of the keys to the data and was using more advanced encryption technology in China than in any other country. We have never compromised the security of our users or their data in China or anywhere that we operate, the company said in a lie, in a statement that is actually a lie. I mean, just incredible. These people don't care about you. They don't care about humanity. They don't care about freedom or what made America great. They're sitting atop multi-billion dollar, even trillion dollar companies in some situations, and using that power
in order to enrich and serve the Chinese communist government, who keeps people in slaves and builds their supplies and factories, have to have suicide nets, robbing people of even that final escape, killing themselves to get out of working for Apple. Not if Foxconn has anything to say about it. You'll be here for life. It's coming to America, folks. They'd be happy to do that here.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K for Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Franken shot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Franken shots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and banned on video, radio stations, and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I just finished my first glass of the fizzy magnesium drink from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com. Delicious. Tastes like orange soda. I feel like Keenan and Kel right now. Very delicious. Very good. Fizzy magnesium drink, and I now have most of the magnesium I should be taking every single day of my life. I feel it. I feel the energy right now from the Fizzy Magnesium. Folks, you can get this on sale right now. Our newest product, the InfoWars Life family of supplements, InfoWarsStore.com. I think I'm using the actual glass from that commercial. Right there, it's the exact same glass that was used to film that commercial. It's all in-house here, folks. We do everything in a grassroots sort of way. That's what you get at InfoWarsStore.com. Highest quality products you can find online, just like our news is the highest quality and our analysis the highest quality and our callers the highest quality. Let's go out to the phone calls right now, shall we? We have Philip in Florida. He's a truck driver. Seeing some weird stuff, he says. Thanks for calling in, Philip. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Harrison?
All right, good. Thank you, Philip. How are you?
Hey, John. Bluetooth. I got you off of Bluetooth now.
All right.
So up in Illinois, I'm noticing that the only population in Illinois left is in Chicago. The rest of it is completely gone. I'm driving down a country road. It's paved for no reason at all. The only farm equipment up there in the farmlands is a John Deere tractor tearing up perfectly paved road for no reason. I'm traveling along. People find this odd. I get down into Florida. Everybody down in Florida is trying to convince me how safe these vaccinations are. I actually bump into a lady who her son-in-law works with NIH underneath Dr. Consworth or Collins or something like that. And she was explaining to me how he's going to be vaccinating his children. I wanted to scream out like, lady, so you're okay with your son-in-law murdering your whole family? Cool. Whatever the fact. But what's really, really irking me and bothering me is I'm watching like – actual little tiny forest fires setting around the western side of Georgia. There's just way too much going on for anybody not to notice what's going on. There was a barge that closed down a bridge going into Pensacola, Florida. They're blaming it on Hurricane Sandy or something like that. It's like, okay, that was a year and a half ago. It's just more and more keeps piling up, and There's no end in sight. Like it's just going to keep continuing to get worse.
That's exactly the point. It is just going to continue to get worse, and the downfall will continue unless we do something to push back. Unless we get on the offensive, right? It's not enough that we just continue to play defense and try to push back against this onslaught. Everything from the purge of our police to the purge of our military to the introduction of critical race theory, to the fact that our DAs and our sheriff's offices are being dominated by politicians or candidates that are funded by people like George Soros. In fact, the sheriff of Maricopa County received $2 million from George Soros just before he was elected and got out Sheriff Joe. And now he's being used to try to throw a wrench in the process of the Maricopa County audit. I mean, we're under attack from all angles here. It's death by a thousand cuts. And nothing is slowing down. It's only increasing. And we know how this ends. We can see it all over the world, places like South Africa, places like Brazil, places that used to be very beautiful and safe and pleasant are now collapsed into crime and chaos and destruction. And America, that's the fate that awaits us if we don't wake up first. Truly incredible. Thanks so much for the call, Philip. Truck drivers, good to see so much of this country and so much of the rest of us are stuck either in our city or in our homes, unable to leave. Truck drivers cross the country and see a lot of very strange things going on. That's why we do the we've only done it once, but we'll do it again this month. The last Friday of the month, we'll do a trucker call-in show. So I hope Philip calls back then. Let's go now to looks like Stephen in Florida has some stats on the vaccines and nanotech. Thanks for calling in, Stephen. You are on the air.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison. I'm very heavy-hearted right now because of what I've been learning. I did a lot of research just this morning, actually, on this COVID kill shot. You know, it's not a vaccine, as you know. First of all, I want to real quickly, before I get to the statistics I've pulled up about this, to put this in perspective. There's a woman, I think she may have been on Alex's show, Celeste Solum, S-O-L-U-M, and she does webinars. You can look her up, but she has done a lot of research on this nanotech, which, of course, has been headed up by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency that Alex has mentioned probably thousands of times. And so in a recent webinar, somebody asked her, can a Berkey water filter, which is, you know, pretty much on the same level with the Alexa Pure that you guys sell, stop nanotech? And she said no, because the Berkey filters are rated at 20, I think it's 20, you know, parts per million or whatever, whatever the, you know, microorganism sizes. But the nanotech is 3. So that means that these filters cannot stop this nanotech. This is a real troubling thing to me because, you know, Alex has brought out the water table's corrupted, so even well water, and that's why you got to have these filtration systems now like what you guys sell. So I'd like to see, I'm going to talk to the people with, you know, My Patriot Supply that sells the Alexa Pure and ask them, you know, about this and see, well, can you guys come up with a better filter then if that's the case? Because this is horrific. Now, this leads into what I just found out about the COVID kill shot. I went to the VAERS website, and it's actually the CDC, and they call this, of all things, their wonder site. That's what it's under, okay? So this is what I came up with looking at. These are statistics. Now, this is listed today, but it's as of the 7th of this month, okay? So here's the thing. To put this in, all the adverse events, okay? So they had stuff listed like asthenia, which is weakness or loss of strength, 192. Autopsy, 90. Cardiac arrest, 291. Chills, 107. These are the three companies. AstraZeneca's not in the United States yet. Okay, but the other three, okay, chills, it goes throughout COVID-19, 188, you know, and it gets vomiting, resuscitation, okay, different, testing positive for SARS-CoV-2, 173, nausea, 145, and it just goes through all these. I highlighted the more outstanding ones. Okay, Malaysia, which is discomfort, which a lot of times leads to infection. But here, of course, is the biggie, death. Now, the statistics they had, I totaled up all the statistics from the three companies, okay, was 2,793. That's as of today. So this is the thing. The adverse events reported, Johnson & Johnson, 80.72% of those are death. Wow. Moderna, 84.96% of all adverse events reported is death. And then Pfizer, 81.05% of all adverse events reported is death. So averaging that out, that's 82.21%. So that means if you take this kill shot, you have of an effect that you, and it's not a side effect, it's effects because they've designed it to do this. The effect you're going to suffer, you have a 4 out of 5 chance or higher of suffering death by taking this vaccine. So no thank you. I ain't taking it.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not sure your interpretation is totally right, but if you experience an extreme reaction, there's, I guess what you're saying, a 4 out of 5% chance that death will be that reaction. I think, you know, it's there. A lot of people have been vaccinated already, and I don't think we've seen 4 out of 5 of them die. But you're saying that 4 out of 5 of the extreme reactions will be death, and the likelihood that you'll experience an extreme reaction is going to be very high. So it is very, very troubling stuff. Yeah, we're seeing all sorts of different numbers. Where was that number from? Because earlier we had the 3,362. This is from the CDC, and the CDC says 4,434 reports of death. That's even more than anybody else has been saying today. Really incredible.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share.
Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438. The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. In the next hour, we'll be welcoming Vincent James of the Red Elephants. Very excited to talk to him about all of the goings-on in today's crazy world. But first, let's get through some more of these phone calls, shall we? Let's go now to Mo in Virginia. Mo in Virginia says, people are not waking up fast enough. They are waking up, though, aren't they, Mo?
Yes, sir. They are waking up, but they're waking up way, way too slow. By the way, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
I live in an area called Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach, that part of Virginia. I go out every day, do my normal thing. I haven't worn a mask since day one, but every place that I go to, every single person is wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said anything to me about, oh, where's your mask? Do you need a mask? Or normally greet me like, hi, how you doing? And everybody is polite, just like it's normal. But they just don't seem to be hearing or getting the information. That one of the things that's been in my mind, if I had the resources to do it, and why can't we get people in the plane that they're flying around skyrocketing?
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Mo. I'm not sure if our connection is not great, but I think I get the gist of what you're saying. Yeah, you got people not waking up. I mean, it really is amazing. Do I have it here? Yeah, on masks, New Jersey's Murphy goes it alone. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is refusing to lift his indoor mask mandate for vaccinated residents, putting the Democrat at odds with guidance from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Like, even when they're told by the authorities who first told them to wear the mask, okay, you no longer have to wear the mask, they're like, yeah, but we want to. We want to continue wearing it anyway. I mean, these people are complete sheep, but they're sheep that, like, even when they're told, like, hey, that's the slaughterhouse, don't go there, they're like, yeah, but we're already headed that way, so we're just going to go ahead and continue into the slaughterhouse. Like, why not, right? It's totally bizarre, weird, it kind of terrifying, actually, that these people are told by the authorities, you have to wear a mask. They're all like, yes, sir, yes, we will wear the mask. We'll wear the mask all the time. We'll yell at people that don't wear the mask. We will do your bidding. We will serve you. And then they're like, okay, you no longer have to wear the mask. And they're like, but we like the mask. We want to keep wearing the mask. We like signaling our virtue. In fact, there was another article I saw today that was like, the invisibility cloak of the mask. Why some women like wearing the mask? It's like, all right, why don't you just become Muslim? Why don't you just wear a burqa all the time? Why don't you just totally cover your face? And if you take it off, we'll stone you to death. Why don't we just go full bore on this? Why not, right? You weirdos are already in a cult. Let's make it a real one. There it is. The people who want to keep masking, it's like an invisibility cloak. Yeah, they want to be invisible. Right, you can just kill yourself. Just go kill yourself. Then you won't be around anymore to bother all these other people with your existence. These people are weird, man. They're freaky. They hate themselves. They hate humanity. And yet they're telling us that we hate humanity for daring to not succumb to their bizarre view on the world. Truly incredible. Thanks for the call, Mo. Let's go now to Greg in Indiana, who has a story about fasting. We did a big study of or a big discussion of fasting last week. Greg in Indiana has his own story about it. Thanks for calling in, Greg. You're on the air.
Harrison, nice to talk to you. Pray for you guys. Love you to death. Yeah, I was listening to the show when you had that guy on, and he said something about the 13th and fasting, and my birthday was on the 13th. I was turned 56 years old.
Oh, happy birthday.
And thank you. So as a Christian, I've never really fasted. And I decided to do it. Lasted a day and a half. But I prayed a lot about finding a place to live. And moved out here from back home in Indiana from Arizona. I was out there for 5 years. I've talked to you guys a few times from Arizona. Mm. But I packed up all my stuff because of the tyranny coming, you know, down on this world right now and the evil, and been homeless ever since, trying to find a place to live. All my family's here, been staying with them, hotels, so forth. But prayed, and I'll be doggone. On the 13th, I got a call from a place I applied for, and they said, welcome home.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
I'll tell you how God works, too, is the caller right before me. I think it's time that we put this song. It is a 2-minute, 48-second song called Take This Mask and Shove It. I did almost a year ago. Now, I haven't promoted it. Of course, YouTube's taken me off several times. I'm off of Facebook now. I've been banned. But YouTube, this morning I get a YouTube notice that all of a sudden, I haven't posted anything for months, Harrison, for months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been quiet. And now all of a sudden, they must have found a video they've taken off.
Mm.
So it'd be my honor to, if it's Greg Alfano, 2020, Greg Alfano, 2020. It's a parody of the song, Take This Job and Shove It, back in the 70s.
Sure.
And it's a video. And it's just perfect for the timing is right now. The timing wasn't right then, but the timing is right now. We need to stop the insanity now.
Yeah, you're ahead of the curve on that one. Well, great. We'll look it up and
so watch it,
and see if we can grab it.
Yep, and play it. It'll probably get me kicked off YouTube, but I don't care. I'm going to be on Gab and the rest of them anyway. So, and it's obviously been in support. And one more thing, you guys have the products you sell. Again, I've said this on air before to you, but I've been off of 26 prescription pills a day for 5 years now.
Mm.
And I've been on your turmeric, your bonies. I mean, several things. I could go on and on. That and I mean, that's it. Pharmaceutical companies are the you know, isn't the root word from pharma sorcery?
Right.
I mean, if you look it up.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, pharmaceutical companies is like the one thing that the left and right can agree on is pharmaceutical companies are pretty much unadulterated evil. I mean, they
exactly
exist to exploit the sick, and yet now we're supposed to celebrate them and, you know, take their inoculations, take their bizarre concoctions without even questioning what's in it. Makes no sense at all. Thanks so much for the call, Greg. I really appreciate that, and I'm glad you have found your new home. That's really great to hear, and hopefully fasting had a little something to do with it. I've been thinking a lot about that interview since then as well. It's, a lot of people around the office have been talking about it as well, too, the idea that fasting has just sort of fallen by the wayside and how bizarre that is when it had such a intricate involvement in the daily life of Christians very early on in our religion, and yet it goes away. It'd be almost like people not praying anymore. I mean, that would be incredibly bizarre, right, to hear like, hey, you know, people used to pray, and it's like, what, really? Praying is part of Christianity? I mean, that's essentially how – you know, important fasting used to be, and yes, it's gone by the wayside. Praying, of course, continues, but apparently you need both. So I think that's great. Thanks so much for the call, Greg. Let's go now to James in New Mexico. He wants to talk about masks. You quit your job because they didn't lift the mandate. Good on you, man. Hopefully this works out well for you. You know, a lot of times you think the job's where you're supposed to be, and you find out, you know, you quit or you get fired for some reason. It seems horrible. But that's really just a stepping stone to something even greater. But tell us about this, James. You're on the air. You quit your job because they didn't lift the mask mandate.
Yes, Harrison. Nice to talk to you. Yeah, first I want to give a shout-out to your products, man. They're awesome. Changed my life a long time ago. I'm grateful for that. Thank you. But, you know, this mask mandate's been going on now for, I don't know, about 4 months when we went back to work. And, you know, I went along with it just to get along. And then one day I couldn't do it no more, you know. Something spoke to me, and I was like, I just felt degraded. I felt, you know, like I was being shunned and things like that. And I got problems. I got TBI and stuff from the military, and I just couldn't take it no more. And, you know, they wouldn't give me accommodations or anything like that, so I just quit, you know. Medical tyranny is real. So is the religious freedom. I don't even have the religious freedom, you know. I told them, it's I'm made in the image of God, and you guys are taking that away every time you force that mask on me. So I just had to call it quits, you know. And God, like I said, God spoke to me and told me, you know, don't do this no more. Stand up for yourself. Mm. That's what we need to do. We all need to say no and, you know, get on with our lives, you know. Stop letting the government tell us what to do. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good for you, man. I mean, honestly, that's tough. That's a hard decision to make, but that's why they are doing it this way, right? They're essentially forcing us into the position of you either suffer massive consequences or you submit. And I'd rather not submit. I mean, that used to be a understanding of, you know, the American spirit is you don't succumb to dichotomies like that. You don't give in to threats like that. You don't negotiate with terrorists. But now a lot of people are just saying, well, yeah, but, you know, everybody else is making us do it. So we might as well just give in, might as well just surrender our rights, might as well just give up all of our bodily sovereignty, might as well just give up our ability to be independent individuals and make our own decisions. We'll just listen and obey, listen and obey. That's all we need to do. We're Americans, after all. And the one thing we know is we trust government unendingly. We do whatever they say, and then we fight the other people that refuse to bow. I mean, it's just absurd what they've inoculated us into. Pun intended, I guess. Truly incredible. Vincent James joins me on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. Third hour begins in 1 minute.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S.
We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Austin, Texas is a microcosm for the progressive policies targeting homelessness.
You're going to make me a criminal?
Well, are you a criminal, though? I mean, we've had a camping ban in Austin for 30 years. So how do you feel about the mayor and the fact that he was given millions and millions of dollars and basically dragged his feet for a couple of years?
Goaded on by the propaganda of the Austin American Statesman, Austin's city council has predictably ignored the will of angered taxpayers, taxpayers that voted overwhelmingly on a proposition that would remove the Skid Row Californication of a once thriving downtown, a popular destination that has been transformed from the live music capital of the world to a homeless industrial complex replete with a Groundhog Day rash of machete fights.
Male cut to the neck with a machete.
Tent fires.
A prominent camp in downtown Austin was engulfed in flames this morning. The camp was on Cesar Chavez across from the Central Library.
And rampant drug use.
Crews had to shut down a busy Austin road for hours today because of a fire underneath the street.
Homeless people had made a camp down there, complete with rooms, tons of trash, and hundreds of needles.
Battalion Chief Matt Cox says this camp has been around for about 10 years, with anywhere from 20 to 100 people living here.
A byproduct of the crisis caused by the massive closure of state psychiatric facilities that exponentially increased in 2005.
People moving into cities and big extended families starting to fall apart. There were no places for people to go and no support systems, no community supports. So the hospital started getting more and more crowded.
As 3.4% of Americans, more than 8 million people, suffer from serious psychological problems. But rather than listen to their constituents' desperate concerns to deal with the problem compassionately and rationally.
With the federal funding coming for the COVID relief, I think we actually can put in place the resources necessary to actually get people out of the tents and into a better, safer place. And this election, both sides, I think, indicate that's what people want.
The Austin City Council is secretly buying up hotels with millions of taxpayer and federal dollars to house chronic homelessness in residential areas that will attract thousands of homeless from out of state, ruining businesses, raising property taxes, and threatening lives.
Neighbors continue to protest plans to convert a Northwest Austin hotel into a homeless shelter. Back in February, the city voted to buy the Candlewood Suites for 9 $9.5 million. That property sits near U.S. 183 in the city of Austin, but it's also in Williamson County. Williamson County commissioners say they were kept in the dark about the plans and have filed a lawsuit to stop it.
These hotels critically come with the level of mental health care, case management, and job services that we need so that we can actually pull people out of homelessness, pull people out from under a bridge into one of these hotels, and then actually connect them to stabilizing their lives.
Frida just had an experience where she demanded cigarettes, and when she couldn't give her cigarettes, she couldn't offer cigarettes, she was basically saying she's going to burn down Frida. Now, these are our experiences. What do you want us to do at that point? How do we deal with it?
So the woman came into the restaurant. He said in the lobby area, he asked for money, asked my hostess for money, cigarette, and Gatorade. So the host went to get a manager. The manager didn't give her, manager only gave her ice water. So she left. She got very mad, was telling us going to burn down their Fridas.
What I hear from the community is, you know, they're worried about sending their kids to school. They are worried that they'll be encountering more needles and, you know, mental illness. There are incidents already happening in the community, from stabbing to guns to all of it. How the city plans to keep the community safe?
Two important questions lurk behind the facade of the Austin City Council's feigned incompetence. The first is...
Warning! 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 The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas and South Dakota and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. My guest this hour is Vincent James. He's an American political commentator who founded theredelephants.com and the newly launched dailyveracity.com. James recently spoke alongside Paul Gosar, Steve King, Michelle Malkin, John Miller, and Nicholas J. Fuentes at the annual AFPAC conference recently held in Orlando, Florida. His website is theredelephants.com and dailyveracity.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Vincent. You are on the air.
How are you doing, Harrison?
Very
good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Very glad to have you on. Tell me about this dailyveracity.com. You just launched this yet, right, as of yesterday, I suppose. What is Daily Veracity, and what can people find when they go there?
Yeah, so we have – I've run theredelephants.com for quite some time now, quite a few years, actually. And I thought that it was time for a rebrand because, you know, when people go to – and this is aside from what the media has said about theredelephants.com. This is aside from the fact-checking websites and the, you know, the rating websites, you know, because they all say far right. You can't believe this website because it's far right. But really, the website just focuses on news stories and facts, a lot of statistics, a lot of data. And, you know, because they can't really debunk a lot of the things that we have on our website, then of course they have to slander us. But aside from that, when people do go to the website with an open mind and they see the red elephants or they see, you know, something like this that sort of alludes to, you know, Republicans or the right. Republican Party, you know, maybe it makes the site a little bit less credible. Maybe it sort of closes their mind when they arrive in the site. And so therefore, recently, I have been planning on doing this for a while, but I planned on rebranding, and now the rebranding is finally done. And so the red elephants is going to go away. This sweatshirt that I'm wearing here is going to be no more in the near future. And so Daily Veracity is going to be the new landing place, but and the redolphins.com will go away. But you know, it might take a few months to fully transition, but that's what that's about. And so you'll find the same stuff on the website, the same news, the same data resources, the same facts, the same useful information.
Yeah, that's great. And that's sad, though. I'll be sad to see the Red Elephants go away, but this is what it takes to, you know, change and change tactics sometimes. This is an information war that we're engaged in. You got to understand right. that, you know, when the media has so polluted people's minds against anything on the right, maybe you have to do a little rebrand. So, you know, to circumvent those walls that have been erected in people's minds, I think it's a very smart maneuver. And you're right about the stats and statistics and numbers that you have. I mean, that's sort of why I follow you. I mean, that's my favorite thing about you is it's not opinion most of the time. It's not just stuff that you sort of pull out of the back of your head. You have the stats. You come with receipts. You always have the FBI statistics or the CDC statistics to back up everything that you're saying. I mean, I don't even understand how you do it. Maybe just from a personal perspective, how are you organized that you always sort of have the receipts on hand, you know, especially on Twitter, you know, when you get into Twitter battles with people, it's like there you have the receipts and you have all the information right there. That must take a lot of work, or do you just have sort of an encyclopedic knowledge in your head that you're able to then access that information, you know, on your computer?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. So I have like a super photographic memory. And I think that this is probably the reason why I'm able to learn languages very fast. I'm able to like draw from memory and things like this. So this sort of helps me in this work. But for the most part, I mean, I have like 300 folders on my desktop, and then I have like 200 folders on my iPhone. But the memory helps me know exactly which folder it's in, what it looks like, what the graph looks like, what color the bars are, you know, things like this. That my memory, my photographic memory helps me with that and helps me locate it a lot faster and a lot easier. But I have like 300 different folders. I have all sorts of research documents. I have the ultimate research document that has a whole bunch of things together. So that's basically how I keep organized. Plus, I think the OCD helps too. I think right. the obsessive compulsive disorder that I have just slightly helps helps a little bit to keep everything together.
Well, it's good that we have people like you, because I'm the total opposite. I'm very bad at memorizing individual statistics, like individual numbers. I just take in the general, you know, knowledge that's to be gained from that, and then I absorb that. And then later, if people are like, "Well, how do you prove that?" I'm like, "Oh shoot, Vincent James has this." You know, like I'll go to Vincent James's Twitter and then you know, go through and find this information because I know it's there. And I don't know the actual numbers, but I know the lesson that I learned, and then I can sort of regurgitate that. But it is important to have the particular numbers, the particular statistics, especially when arguing with people that maybe don't understand the dichotomy that we're dealing with, where we have the left and the right, both often, you know, using lies to put forward their narratives, but we see it a lot more on the left. It's not enough just to sort of vaguely say, well, you know, this is wrong. You have to actually come with the receipts. You have to actually come with the data. Do you think that's, do you do it just because it's an effective tactic, or that's just how your mind is wired? But what is the value of having just like the actual statistic scientific proof rather than just sort of yelling that somebody's wrong? I mean, there's a lot of value there.
Well, first of all, when you were talking about like different people lying, the difference between the lies coming from the left is that the lies coming from the left are also the lies coming from the mainstream media, are also right. the lies coming from the institutions that they control, the only institutions that exist in America, are the lies coming from, you know, people who are putting policies into place. I mean, for instance, look at what happened because of Black Lives Matter. Look at where we're at right now. Because of the lies told by the mainstream media, because of the affirmation of this very easily like narrative coming from Black Lives Matter that's very easy to debunk, that's statistically incorrect. We are now seeing police transfer at the highest rates in history, retire at the highest rates in history. And this is causing a homicide increase that we haven't seen since like the late 1990s, 6.2 per 100,000 homicide rate. the lies told by the left in regard to coronavirus,
right,
caused the lockdowns, which caused a surge in suicides, which caused a surge in drug overdoses and all the rest, right? So the lies that they tell are actually connected to policies, are actually connected to the mainstream and the American regime. The quote unquote lies that maybe the right tells, you know, are a little bit more innocent because we don't have any policies behind us. Plus, you know, when I am like talking about a certain topic, you asked, you know, why do I go the route of statistics? It's because people believe what the quote unquote experts say. This is the reason why you continuously see from the mainstream media, the experts say, experts right. say this, that, and the other, you know,
right.
and they never tell you what experts, but they say the experts say. But that makes it a little bit more believable, right? That's the, what do they call it? The logos, right? The pathos, the logos, the ethos, whenever you're given a speech. So that's what makes their statement that they're about to give you a little bit more believable. The difference is that I actually have what the experts say, and here's actually what the experts say on coronavirus. Here's what the data says on the Black Lives Matter narrative. And because I've said the things that I've said, I've been banned from literally every social media platform that has ever existed.
Yeah, yeah, it's a badge of honor at this point. And I want to get into some of these statistics that you have, because one of the things I find very frustrating is they will basically attribute negative impulse to stating facts, right? It's very weird. It's like if I were to say that the black population has a higher crime rate than the white population, that's just a statistical fact. There's no judgment there on my part. I'm literally just relaying what the cold hard facts, what the numbers say by the FBI. But then on top of that, they like to claim, well, by even acknowledging that, you must have some sort of ulterior racist motive. And so if we're incapable of just dealing with facts as they stand, because there's all this hidden machinations going on behind that they'll attribute to you just for saying facts, then we can never get anywhere close to the truth. We have to be able to look at things as they are, as the facts stand. So we're going to look at these things with Vincent James on the other side. Stay with us, folks. Of course, theredelephants.com is where he is now, but that's going away. It's dailyveracity.com. Dailyveracity.com is the new website. If I should go there, look at it. He's got all the stats. He brings the receipts. It's not opinion. It's fact. And so you have to deal with it as such. We'll be back with Vincent James on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines. How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. My guest is Vincent James of The Red Elephants. The website is, for now, theredelephants.com, but the new website is dailyveracity.com. Dailyveracity.com is where he's migrating all of his amazing data gathering skills over to. I was just looking at an article from dailyveracity.com, Vince. Media drops Asian hate story as it becomes impossible to blame white people for attacks which have only increased. This has been one of the most baffling sagas in recent memory for me, that you have these tales of increased attacks against Asian Americans that then they were blaming on President Trump for talking about coronavirus. And it just, none of it made any sense at all, especially when time after time after time, the attacks being highlighted and being used to claim that there was hate for Asian people coming out of the white community. Time after time, the perpetrators were black. It just, the whole thing was convoluted and nonsensical. But help us understand here, what exactly was going on, and what's happened now? Because I guess, as you point out, the media has sort of backed away from this a little bit because the stats weren't confirming the narrative that they were trying to push. Just help us understand what's going on with this Stop Asian Hate brigade happening.
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of, as far as why they're doing this, why they're pushing the whole Stop Asian Hate thing, as far as like the institutions, academia, Hollywood, media, and even in your video games now. I log into, you know, whatever video game that I'm playing, and you see like a Stop Asian Hate banner. Right. Last year it was Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean? It's all a power grab. It's all a money grab. I think we all understand the reasons why they're pushing this sort of thing. The problem is number one, they don't really care about Asians, okay? Because if they really did care about Asians, they wouldn't be like proponents of affirmative action. We know this, right? Because when it comes time to vote on affirmative action, when it comes time to vote to end race-based admissions into universities, you know, they're nowhere to be found. They're all completely against it. But the whole thing is that, once again, this is another narrative, another lie told by the left that's connected to policy, that's connected to things that they're actually taking action on, something that's going to precede, you know, one of these Patriot Act 2.0s, right, or one of these, you know, bills that they're going to use to spy on American citizens and to crack down on political dissent. The truth of the matter is that these Asian attacks, these black on Asian attacks, which they are mostly, that's a fact. We have a whole database full of the actual physical attacks that have occurred where the offender is known. on theredelephants.com and now the daily and now dailyveracity.com. When you look at it, these attacks have been going on for decades. Right. There's a San Francisco Gate article that was published, I think, back in 2010. And the headline of the article, and I'm sure that this has changed, but we have the archive link of this, is Black on Asian attacks have been occurring for a long time. And here's the dirty secret on Black on Asian attacks in San Francisco. What they said back then was that these people were targeting Asians because they have smaller stature, because in these towns and in these communities like Chinatowns across the country, they're a little bit older, so they're more vulnerable. They're a much easier target than someone else. And so these have been going on for a long time, so you can't blame it on coronavirus. You can't even blame it on Trump calling it the Chinese virus, because the entirety of the mainstream media called it the Chinese virus. Plus, these people who are attacking these Asians are mainly Black, and also they're not voting for President Trump. They're not listening to President Trump. Statistically, they're more likely to be either apolitical or Democrat voters, people who have voted for the Democrat Party time and time and time and time again.
Sure.
Now, when you actually look at like interracial attacks, and this is something they're never going to talk about, you're never going to see Stop White Hate campaigns or Stop right. White Hate hashtags on your PlayStation 5 when you right. Log in. Hundreds of thousands of more times per year, Black on white attacks occur, with the reverse basically never happening. And so this is yet another narrative that I've attempted to debunk, along with the Black Lives Matter narrative, which is statistically undeniably incorrect, that is connected to policy, that is connected to things, action that is being taken that is completely destroying the country. Mm. And because I can very easily debunk these narratives, because I can very easily fact check these narratives coming from the mainstream media, which they're never going to tell the truth on, this is the reason why, you know, PayPal bans me and right. YouTube bans me and Cash App bans me and all the rest, you know, Twitter and Instagram and so forth. So, you know, when they talk about misinformation and radicalization, the true radicalizers are the mainstream media. I mean, look at what this has led to.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about 10,000 people, like, as far as, like, the Black Lives Matter narrative is concerned, 10,000 extra people who have been murdered yeah. in the year of 2020. We don't even know. It's probably higher than 6.2 per 100,000 homicide rate. 10,000 extra people. And guess who's doing the murdering? Well, it's mainly going to be Black perpetrators and Black victims in like 2% of the country, in like a 2%, like 2 or 3 different cities really is mainly where a lot of these murders and attacks and Asian attacks occur. And then on top of that, you know, they're releasing all these violent criminals back onto the street with these DAs that they all, you know, push for to get into office. And it's just a disaster. It's a disaster. We're spiraling out of control. And these are some of the things that I'm just trying to, you know, wake people up on. Because I was just going over this the other day. If you look at the more trust that you have in the mainstream media, the more likely you are to believe in inaccurate information
right.
in regard to Black Lives Matter, police shootings, and even coronavirus. There was a couple of studies done on this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these are the people that I'm trying to reach out there.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's not always even about necessarily lying. But, you know, I always try to convey to people that the mainstream media, it seems like their job is to lie by telling the truth. Right. They're always trying to cherry pick information that they can present. The information is technically true, but the overall theme that they're going with or the overall point that they're making is totally false and totally wrong. And I actually saw somebody on Twitter the other day saying, you know, why are all of these Asians suddenly being attacked? And it's like, as you point out, well, the rate of attacks hasn't gone up, but the rate of reporting has. So they're able to very, very minutely sort of control what is in people's minds. Even though the reality on the ground hasn't changed, the way people's perception of it has changed because of the media manipulation, and they're very good at presenting just the information they want you to see while hiding any, you know, everything else, that on top of just the blatant lies that they often engage in as well. But
well, I asked the question, is it really going up? That's the question
right.
I'm asking, right? It seems to be the case that these attacks on Asians are increasing, but also the attacks on white people seem to be increasing as well. I mean, we're continuously seeing viral videos of white people as well being attacked, but of course these aren't the things that they're reporting on. But the catch is not that, or the takeaway is not that, you know, the reporting has gone up. The takeaway is that who they're trying to present the perpetrators to be, who they're trying to present the culpable to be, right? Because they'll say that, well, yeah, you know, okay, well, they'll admit, or they started to admit, okay, yeah, a lot of these attackers are black, but it's actually white supremacy because of the Asian Exclusion Act or the Chinese Exclusion Act, like 100 years ago or something right. like this, right? They'll try to spin that narrative, and this is what we're trying to pinpoint.
Incredible stuff, and I want to talk about some of these attacks later, especially the death of this four-year-old kid in Dallas. It shares a very interesting similarity to a lot of other attacks that we've been talking about, and we'll cover that on the other side with Vincent James.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Franken shot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Franken shots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. My guest is Vincent James of TheRedElephants.com. The new website is DailyVeracity.com. And on this, Vincent, you have this story about the black teen in ankle monitor snatches four-year-old boy from his bed, stabs him to death, and dumps body on Dallas street. A truly horrific story. I mean, honestly, just – I almost – you know, it's these type of stories I don't even like covering because it's so unsettling, the fact that this four-year-old boy, totally unknown to the perpetrator, taken from his bed one night. The boy's name was Cash, identified by his mother. They say that Brown, this 18-year-old, broke into her home through a back door early Saturday morning and snatched the happy-go-lucky child while he was sleeping. Truly horrific. Truly random, truly upsetting. It would be, I mean, you can only imagine what would happen if the races were reversed. Like, we don't even, like, you know, it's cliche. We don't even need to talk about that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I want, the similarity I want to draw between this and so many of the other attacks that we've seen recently, specifically the Asian attacks that we've seen, some of the more popular ones or more, you know, viral ones where we actually have the video. This guy, Brown, was wearing an ankle monitor because he had prior charges, including evading arrest in late April, and I guess he was out on bail or bonded out. And that is a similarity that we see across the board in a lot of cases, where you have the guy who was caught on video attacking an elderly Asian woman in New York, completely brutal attack. Turned out that guy was out on bail for murder. He had murdered his own mother and then was out on bail in the streets. Time and time again, we see these horrific attacks being perpetrated by people who either are out on bail, they've been bonded out, they're awaiting trial, or they have felonies, you know, they have 50 felonies in their past, and yet they're out walking around. I mean, what is going on here, Vincent?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have a lot of these DAs who are district attorneys who are funded by George Soros, and this is a fact. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a literal fact that the Open Society Foundation has funded the campaigns of a lot of these district attorneys, including, but not limited to, Mr. Chesa Boudin. And I don't think a lot of people actually know who this district attorney is, but his parents were, his adoptive parents were Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. These were two big leaders of the Weather Underground movement that caused a lot of terror attacks back in the day of, your mom might remember who, you know, the Weather Underground movement is, or your father might remember, but it's important that we understand history to understand who this particular person is and who the other district attorneys who the Open Society Foundation is funding the campaigns of as well. His biological parents, I think one's in prison, maybe one's dead, I can't quite remember, but his biological parents were also members and a part of the Weather Underground movement as well. And so what he has said is he has, and other district attorneys like him, is he's going to pursue a restorative justice model, particularly for black Americans who are oppressed and so forth, and we're not going to charge these people. He even dropped the charges of one of these black hate crime attackers from back during the beginning of the pandemic. There was this viral video that was going around of this Asian man, this elderly Asian man collecting cans in San Francisco. These black attackers attacked him, called him, you know, like derogatory names. And this was a very viral video covered in the mainstream news. He dropped the charges of the guy who attacked him. Right. Now, this is continuously happening time and time and time again with all of these different DAs. Chesa Boudin in particular called up hundreds of people who were victims of property crimes, sometimes victims of violent crimes, asking them you know, directly to drop their charges so that they can help pursue a restorative justice model. And this is the reason why I get so upset with, like, the Republican Party propping up people like Tim Scott, who's pushing for police reform and prison reform and propping up these ideas, is because we don't have an incarceration problem in this country. We don't have a police problem in this country. We have a crime problem in this country. We don't need less police on the streets. We need more police. And I think that that is very evident when you start researching some of the crime rates that are surging, homicide in particular, in a lot of these different cities, minority-majority cities across the country, including St. Louis, which has just reached an 87 per 100,000 homicide rate. Now, to put that into context for people who don't understand out there, Rio de Janeiro is at 29 per 100,000 homicide rate. St. Louis is at 87 per 100,000 homicide rate. So we're talking about more than double the homicide rate. So the favelas of Rio de Janeiro are literally safer in terms of homicide and other violent crimes than St. Louis, than Baltimore, than Detroit. And this is despite them having a much higher poverty rate and many more people living below the poverty line. And, you know, one thing you said before the break, and I'll just point this out, you said the mainstream media tells a little bit of truth and omits the facts that are very relevant to coming to forming your final conclusion. I'll give you two examples. With police shootings, right? With police shootings, they'll say, well, yeah, it is true that hundreds more whites are killed by police on a yearly basis, but you know, whites make up the majority of the population, and so therefore you have to put this in a per capita rate, and it turns out that black Americans are shot at 2.3 times the rate. So per capita is very important, but it's not very important to the mainstream media when it comes to the imprisonment or the incarceration of black Americans. They'll say that more, you know, the higher rate of black Americans are in prison. This must mean racism. Mm-hmm. Well, hold on a minute. Didn't you just say you cared about per capita? Because black Americans commit a much higher crime rate, which also translates into police run-ins. And when you control for this, no racial disparity is found in police shootings or police use of force, according to economists who have looked at this. And also, that higher crime rate makes their incarceration rate higher. But the final conclusion of this is that we actually need more incarceration. We need more people in prison because they're releasing these people onto the streets and they're going out and committing crimes. A lot of these Asian attacks are by people who have committed crimes who should be in prison, and they're just releasing them, you know, out onto the street to make the prisons safer, by the way, so they don't spread COVID.
I know. How amazing is that? Oh, is it to – okay, so they don't sell – okay, that at least makes a little bit more sense because it was like – I was reading that over. I actually pulled up the story here. 76,000 California inmates now eligible for early release, and they're like, yeah, we got to make the prison safer. Yeah, we'll make the prison safer by releasing these inmates onto the street. It's so absurd. And yet
make your neighborhood more dangerous. Yeah,
obviously, right? It's like, well, at least the prison is safer. Sure, your preschool might not be safer, but you know, the prisons will be much, much safer with all of these very dangerous men out of them. It's incredible. I mean, this is unacceptable, but they're doing it and nobody's trying to stop them. And of course, it's not even, you know, the DAs will let them out. The prosecutors will choose not to charge them. They're far more concerned about going after like white supremacy, the McCloskeys, right, for standing up to the mob. They'll do everything they can to destroy those people. They're not interested in prosecuting the actual domestic terrorists that are attempting to burn down federal buildings in Portland or anywhere else. But even if they do choose to charge them, then you have these non-governmental organizations coming in and paying for their bail and letting them out onto the street where they commit more crimes. I mean, this is outrageous. And again, I love that you have all the stats because me, I just take it all in and I just get the big picture out of it. But it's important to get the data because it's this data, as you point out, that is being used to implement policy based on false premises. So it is very important to actually get the data out there. DailyVeracity.com is where you can find all of this data. And you were mentioning before the break, you're kicked off PayPal, you're kicked off Cash App. How can people support you, Vincent, if they want to support a truly data-driven response to the lies and misinformation of the mainstream media? How can they support you?
Yeah, if you just go to DailyVeracity.com/links, you'll be able to find all of the ways that you can support me, you know, whether it's by subscribing to the BitChute channel, you know, because I have been banned off of YouTube. So BitChute's where we're at, and Odyssey and Rumble, but BitChute's the main video platform. You can go to Gab. You can follow me on Telegram. The channel on Telegram is growing at almost 40,000 subscribers over there on Telegram, almost 70,000 subscribers over there on BitChute. Odyssey is growing as well. All of it is right there, dailyveracity.com/links. The best support is sharing the videos and sharing the articles and helping to wake people up because, as we're on InfoWars right now, it truly is an information war. And you know, making people aware of these things, I think, is very important.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you are a powerful general in the information war, I have to say. And so people would really help a lot by sharing these links. DailyVeracity.com. Final segment with Vincent James on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
It
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K for Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, but sold out for months back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. My guest is Vincent James, a powerful general of a guerrilla force of underground info warriors at theredelephants.com. His new website, dailyveracity.com, is where his content will be found now. And if you go to dailyveracity.com/links, that's where you can find links to support him and spread his information that is so powerful. And, of course, we're talking about the sort of the big picture versus the details. I'm a big picture guy. I just take in the information and then, for you know, sort of form an idea. But I don't necessarily have the numbers at my command, you know, in conversation to bring them up. But one of the important places where it is important to have the details is with COVID-19. Like, And the big picture idea is just like vaccine bad. Like that's what I understand. Vaccine bad. It has bad side effects. And then I can go in and try to dig out the numbers. But, you know, the big picture is what I remember. So, Vincent, you are a detail guy. You're a numbers guy, a statistics guy. Give us some of what we need to know when we're arguing about COVID, whether it's the COVID death numbers, the testing, the vaccine reactions. Just to you, what jumps out is sort of the most important thing to know about the ongoing COVID scandemic that we're under?
Yeah, so I think that this is probably one of the most perfect examples of how the lies or the information, the misinformation by the mainstream media and by the left is connected to something that actually affects all of us.
Right.
Because the lockdowns affects all of us, right?
Yep.
The closing of the country, the closing of 60% of all small businesses closed forever affects all of us. All of this affects all of us. The vaccines affect all of us. The mask mandates affect all of us. And so I think it's really important to point out the fact that when they talk about radicalizers, when they talk about misinformation, when they talk about hate speech and so forth, they're telling you to care about a guy in his garage. And probably the InfoWars crew maybe didn't crop up, but you can see I'm like literally in my garage. This background is all you see on my show, right? But you can see like the studs behind me. You can see the wires. Like I have a washer and dryer next to me. Like I'm the person the mainstream media tells you to worry about. But what I'm saying is truth and not tied to actual policy yet. What they're saying is tied to actual policy. And so some of the main things that stick out to me, and we have an article up on dailyveracity.com called The Science is Settled, Lockdowns Are More Deadly Than the Virus and Masks Don't Work. This was written back in January of 2021, but I've been talking about this since almost the start of the lockdowns, the mask mandates and so forth. If you look at the lockdowns in particular, right now we know, according to scientific studies, that they have no link to a reduced mortality at all.
Right.
But they do have a link to increased mortality. If you look at the suicide rates, suicidal ideation has surged. Now, we're not going to know the true suicide numbers until about September for 2020. We're not going to know the actual suicide numbers until September. But you can look at what's going on, what pediatricians are talking about, what school districts are talking about. There was one particular school district in Las Vegas that actually had to reopen early,
right?
Because they had 18 suicides of students in that one particular district. But you talk to pediatricians, and on like WebMD articles, they're saying, we are seeing a very concerning surge in child suicide attempts. Children in the hospital because of suicide attempts and depression has surged. Alcohol consumption is at its highest point in history. That can't be good. Okay, the alcohol consumption cannot be good at the highest point in history, cannot be good. Monthly overdoses grew dramatically during the pandemic. And the reason being is because the AA meetings are closed, the NA meetings are closed, the treatment centers are closed, the detox facilities were closed. Cancer screenings have declined, you know, rapidly. I mean, they hit like a low point. We're talking about millions of people who haven't been diagnosed with cancer. 45% of all of the most common cancers were not diagnosed in 2020. What do you think that's going to mean later on down the line? People are going to be dying. You look at the Great Barrington Declaration signed by all of these experts, and that's the thing. When the experts are in the majority against their particular narrative, they will push the experts out of the conversation. They will swipe that chair right out from under the experts who are trying to have a seat at the table. Experts are being banned from social media. Immunologists, virologists, and so forth who are recording videos and putting them up on YouTube are having their videos deleted. There was a group of doctors with Ron DeSantis. They got together with Ron DeSantis. That video got deleted from YouTube.
Yep.
So when the majority of the so-called experts are against their narrative, they're going to make sure that they don't have a voice. And this is the main problem is that they have the control over all of the information. They have the control over every single institution in the country. Literally every single institution in the country. They control the narrative, they control the information. They are the ones who are the true radicalizers and the true purveyors of misinformation, you know, and their stuff is connected to actual policy. And we're looking who benefits from this, right? And this is what a lot of people have to realize, because you say you're a big picture guy. Mm-hmm. You understand the big picture. You have your own opinions based off of, you know, what you see. I think a lot of people understand this, and a lot of people in the back of their mind, they have this common sense, and they know that something's not right. But what I give them, the information that I provide to them, is just something to sort of like wrap that up in a nice tight bowl.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's very important that people really understand what's going on here and who's actually benefiting from this. The billionaires have gotten trillions of dollars richer during the lockdowns. Do you think they're going to say, well, actually, lockdowns are over? Do you think they're going to? I mean, look how many times already had the CDC and the World Health Organization don't agree. Their narratives are different. They've lied to us. They've lied to us about this, that, and the other. And the same thing goes with this whole vaccine thing. Who do you think is benefiting? The same corporations that the liberals used to tell us all the time to worry about that are poisoning us, right? Pfizer and, you know, the FDA and, you know, they always used to talk about Monsanto. All of a sudden, no, we can't talk about that. We have to believe every single thing that Pfizer, who has a history of poisoning us, who tested their vaccines on Nigerian children, killing a bunch of them. We have to trust everything that they say. Right. Oh, forget about DuPont poisoning 90% of Americans, the whole dark water scandal. Forget about Johnson & Johnson knowing that asbestos was in their baby powder for decades, causing cancer in children and mothers. Forget about all of that. We actually have to trust the corporations now. Right. This is why I say that the liberals, the left, they are the system. They are the American regime. They are siding. They are allied with the corporate class, with the billionaire class. Who they say that they're standing up against, right? And so the American dissidents, the true dissidents of the system, are us, our right wingers, our reactionaries, and we are the ones who are actually a threat to the system. And this is the reason why you see this crackdown against us, like you do.
Brilliant stuff, man. I don't even know how to follow that up, man. You covered so much ground there. You're absolutely right. I mean, I was just Googling some of the stuff you were talking about as you were talking about it. The cancer they call a ticking time bomb, set to explode as 350,000 cases have been missed during COVID lockdown. This is in the UK where the COVID where the COVID death number is, well, they say 128,000. So double the number of cancer deaths we have to look forward to because of lack of treatment as a response of the COVID lockdown, when, you know, doubling the number of people who actually died from COVID. That's just one example of what you're talking about. Of course, we have the examples of Sweden and Florida, and now even places like Stanford, and I believe there was another study that came out just earlier this month showing that the mask orders and the lockdown orders had no effect, and in some cases actually made the outbreak worse in certain areas. And yet, that's one of the craziest things to me, is you can have this information by respected authorities on the left, Stanford or now even the CDC saying you don't have to wear masks, and yet that doesn't seem to penetrate. Like, what is going on here, Vincent, that you can show them, look, here's the studies, here's the scientific certainty that the masks do not work and don't help, and yet they've been so indoctrinated, they're able to just completely ignore that new information. I mean, what is happening here? How are they so in control of the mindset of these people?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. We can look at the studies. We have the studies up on theredelephants.com. You have all these, the gold standard of science, the randomized clinical trials, which have all concluded that masks are completely ineffective at preventing the spread of respiratory-like illnesses. And this is for influenza, which is much larger than coronavirus. But we don't need masks, or we don't need scientific studies to show you that they don't work. I'll show you right now. I'll show you right now on live on air right now that they don't work. I'm going to take a hit of the vape here.
All right, he's putting on his mask, his mandated mask here, and we're going to see why.
You can see all that air rising up.
Why now, it goes MIT, around.
MIT recently came out with a study and said that it doesn't matter if you're indoors with masks on, whether you're 6 feet or 60 feet away, it doesn't matter because your hot air rises from your mask, and it goes all over the place. But are they listening to the MIT researchers? No. Are they listening to the research that came before that? No. It's all about control, and it's all about power over you, and they're just trying to see how far that they can take this. And I think they have a general sense for the next crisis. Maybe that's UFOs. I don't know what the next crisis is going to be. But they're going to come up with one, I'm sure.
It'll be another lie, and it'll be another excuse to clamp down on your liberties, folks. The website is dailyveracity.com, dailyveracity.com, dailyveracity.com/links. It's Vincent James. Thank you so much for being with me, Vincent.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person.
And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe? Yeah, I think when half of the doctors are scared to take it, that's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.